Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is the highest feast day of the whole church year. Why is it so important? Why is it so highly celebrated? Because it is the proof of Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil. It is the proof that you are saved from all of these things. And it is the proof that you, like Jesus that day, will rise from the dead to eternal life. And so how do we celebrate? We celebrate by singing these great hymns of praise, alleluias, everywhere. We gather around Christ's gifts of word and sacrament. And we gather together as the body of believers in Christ. But even on this high feast day, there is something very important that is taught. In fact, it's something that's taught throughout the entire church year, something that people often have a hard time actually believing. This high feast day teaches that God's word is actually true, even when it seems impossible. The gospel lesson for today gives two examples of this. First, with the women. Our text says, "But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise.' And they remembered his words." These women that Easter morning had come to the tomb to apply these spices and ointments to Jesus' dead body. They expected his body to be just like any other body, dead, lying there in the tomb where it was laid. And they would go and ask the soldiers to move the stone for them so they could go in, apply the ointment and spices, and then go on their way, continuing to mourn for Jesus. But when they get there, they find the stone is rolled away, and not only that, but Jesus' body is gone. Nothing is as they think it would be, and they are perplexed at what has happened. Even though at this point you would think that they should start remembering the words that Jesus had spoken to them. In fact, in John's gospel, Mary Magdalene believes that Jesus' body has been stolen. And even when the angels are there, she still doesn't remember. But then the angel appears and gives the good news. These angels immediately point to the words of Jesus, that Jesus had said to them multiple times already that he would suffer, die, and rise again. It's something he had said multiple times to his followers, and while it seemed crazy at the time, it came true. And at the speaking of Jesus' words to them again, these women remember the words of Jesus, and they believe. The second example that we get is with the disciples. The text says, "And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened." The women, after hearing this great news, they return back to the disciples. They just heard this wonderful news that Jesus is alive. They saw the body was gone, and so they need to tell someone about this. But the disciples don't listen. They don't believe them. What these women are saying is impossible. It must just be their imagination, their grief. They're in denial. They wish he was alive, but they just can't face reality. These disciples, too, like the women at first, do not remember the words of Jesus. Yet Peter runs to the tomb. He needs to see if this is true. No doubt he has been reflecting on his threefold denial of even knowing Jesus these past two nights. And so he needs to see if this is true. And he goes and he sees that Jesus' body is not there. And he goes home marveling at what has happened. Though here, marveling does not necessarily equate to belief. Peter still is not 100% sure that these women are right. More confusion than belief. The disciples, later though, would have their doubt removed when Jesus appears to them in the flesh in that locked room. All of this shows that the word of God is true. Everything that Jesus said came to pass. His being betrayed by Judas and the religious leaders, his being abandoned completely by all of his disciples, his suffering and death at the hands of the Jews, and now even his resurrection on the third day. It is because the word of God is true that you are gathered here to celebrate today. If God's word were not true, then today really wouldn't matter. The suffering of Christ would be for nothing. His teachings wouldn't really matter. There would be no eternal life for you to strive for, and you could just go about living your life as you see fit. But that is not the case. Everything Christ promised has come to fulfillment. He did take on your sins. He did go to the cross for each and every one of you. He suffered, died, and was buried. And on that third day, he did rise from the grave, just as he promised. And therefore, you can celebrate with that assurance, that sure hope of what Christ has promised. You see, because Jesus rose from the dead, sin, death, and the devil are indeed defeated. They were defeated that Good Friday at the cross. Because Jesus rose, you are forgiven of all of your sins. Because Jesus rose, you are freed from Satan's domain, and you are guaranteed life everlasting in Christ. Jesus' resurrection shows that the word of God and his promises for you are true. But it is important to remember that this truth goes beyond Easter Sunday. God's word is true every day of the year. And therefore, you should live like it is. God's word says that you should be going to church regularly, not neglecting to meet and gather together. His word is true. So go to church more than just today. God's word says that at church you are given the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in his word and sacraments. His word is true. So go and seek those great gifts out regularly. God's word says that whoever is in Christ is a new creation. His word is true. So go and live that out. Do not stay in your sinful ways. You see, the word of God is always true, and Christians should follow it every day of their lives. It is the highest source of truth and takes priority over all things in this existence. And so, this celebration of the resurrection of our Lord continues. Easter does not end today at midnight, but it continues a whole season. In fact, every Sunday is a little Easter. We as Christians are never done celebrating Easter. It is in that promise of salvation, of life everlasting, that Christians live and move and have our being. It is our very existence in Christ. Jesus didn't die and rise again so that you could celebrate one day and then forget about him by sundown. He died and rose so that you could continually celebrate him. He died and rose so that you could be with him for eternity. He died and rose so that you may have true hope, lasting hope throughout this life, and live in that hope. This is why we sang in our hymn of the day, that last stanza. Then let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. Alleluia. May God strengthen you in his word, as he did for the women at the tomb that day, as he did for the saints of old throughout history, and as he continues to do for you and all believers until Christ returns. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.